The Europe Report with Kanan Lipschitz.
How are you doing this afternoon, Kanan?
Hi, everything's nice and sunny here in Amsterdam. Thank you.
Oh, that is a surprise. I wasn't expecting that. There's only so much sun in the world, and I thought it was all here. Interesting things happening in Europe this week, specifically France. Horrific story of a slaying, a beheading in the middle of the streets of Paris, Kanan. What effect has that been having?
So, of course, that was something that no one could ignore. It was the beheading on the street of a 47-year-old history teacher called Samuel Paty. And his great sin was that he showed caricatures of the Charlie Hebdo magazine of Muhammad to some of his students. And then word got out on social media, and a 19-year-old refugee from Chechnya caught him, killed him. It refocused attention of international media on France's jihadist problem, but actually in France itself, this had been a hot topic for, well, ever, but also the past 2 weeks, because President Macron, on October 2nd, Emmanuel Macron, announced a crackdown on what he called Islamist separatism, that is perhaps the most robust action on any religious minority in France in decades. And it includes putting an end to homeschooling, because homeschooling has become some sort of mechanism for underground Islamic schools, madrasas, to not send their children to school. So what happens typically is a bunch of pupils get gathered in some apartment in a project somewhere outside Paris, and an imam, a radicalized imam, fresh off the boat from Saudi Arabia, comes and indoctrinates them, and officially they're being homeschooled, but for all intents and purposes, they're in an Islamic indoctrination factory. Now, President Macron said, this has got to end. And I had this conversation with my editor at JTA after the beheading. I informed her, matter of fact, me being a European Jew, and she's American, that French Jews are unanimously behind this move, this crackdown on Islamist schools. And then something interesting happened in the conversation between us. She said, well, how do you mean? How can that be? I mean, aren't they afraid that once the French government has done cracking down on Islamic school, they'll move on to other minorities, namely the Jewish ones? They have a lot of shared interests. They're fighting for keeping circumcision legal throughout Europe against attempts to outlaw it. They're fighting to keep shechita, kosher and halal, ritual slaughter of animals legal. So they have a lot of overlap in their interests. And how can the Jews just not only stay silent, but cheer the government on as it cracks down on religious education? It seems like an own goal. And that was actually led me on a very interesting conversation with a number of French rabbis, running the gamut from the consistoire, which is the Orthodox, to the more liberal, to try and understand what makes one religious minority cheer on as another religious minority is being cracked down on.
So what was your answer to the American, Kanan?
Well, I suspended any answers, not being a French Jew, but I said I'm willing to wager they're 100% behind it. And indeed, there is widespread support. Why? It's not that they, it's more nuanced that they don't fear some sort of slippage onto, that would encroach the liberties, the religious liberties of French Jews. They're aware that this might happen, but this comes down goes back to the French Jewish history of the pact made in the 19th century with Napoleon. And that pact said, we will integrate, you will allow us a reasonable amount of religious liberties, if we adapt to the requirements of the law. We will keep the law. Whenever there's a conflict between Jewish law and French law will prevail.
And this is what worries me so very much about the behavior that we are seeing in Brooklyn, New York, and Williamsburg and the like, because for the very first time in my living memory, I'm seeing Jews take on the state in which they live, equating themselves with radical Islamism as well, which kind of bothers me at some level, I've got to tell you.
Exactly. It really accentuates the importance of this social pact, this social contract. And it's much easier to achieve when you have a community that's disciplined under one leadership. And in the American jury's defense, this is no longer the case. They're split up into various courts and yards and rabbinical dynasties. It's much harder to get a partner for such a thing.
Yeah. No, I absolutely hear you. The other fascinating thing to me is that, Emmanuel Macron finally called it out by its name, Islamist terror. He wasn't scared to use those words. I truly believe only once you've identified it can you fight it. He had no issue with Islam or Muslims, but he called out Islamist extremism, and I think that is a positive move. Self-evident, but positive.
A huge development. It's a step forward, and one that's crucial if we're ever going to win this fight.
You deal with it. Absolutely. Klein Lipschitz, it's 5 to 6. We're going to leave it there. I want to thank you yet again for your amazingly interesting input that you give to us every single Wednesday afternoon.
Thank you.